National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson and National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition Policy Director Ferd Hefner, and the three of them are going to be talking about USDA support for small and mid-sized farmers. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing star 1. And with that, I turn it over to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Good morning.
Susan, thank you very much, and I want to thank Roger and Ferd for being part of this conference. I'll just briefly review for everyone points I made today in a speech to the National Farmers Union Convention. I would say that there are obviously concerns following the publication of the census about the eroding middle in farming. Large-scale operators increasing in size, more smaller operators getting into the business of farming are good news stories, but we obviously have to pay attention to mid-sized operators as well. So today we're launching a concerted effort to expand our support at USDA for small and mid-sized farmers and ranchers. We'll use some tools that are already in existence. We are going to create some new opportunities that didn't exist before, and we, of course, will utilize the recently passed Farm Bill to amplify these efforts as well. Let me start by saying that we're going to try to provide small and medium-sized producers more information. We know and appreciate the need for outreach and for information for small and mid-sized operators. So we are launching a learning guide series as part of our Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food website. This will be geared towards small and mid-sized producers to help them navigate through the available resources at USDA, of which there are many. We're going to release these over the course of this year. We will start with a focus on small and mid-sized livestock and poultry producers. At the same time, we'll also continue our small-scale Solutions for Your Farm series, which is also focused on simple tips, management tips, to provide technical assistance for the planting of crops from relatively simple operations to more complex animal operations. So those two will be additional resources and outreach. We know that for mid-sized operators and small operators to succeed, they obviously have to have access to capital. That's why we are looking forward to expanding the very popular microloan program under the Farm Bill. The credit limit on that microloan program will be increased to $50,000. We have nearly 5,000 loans that have been issued since its inception late last year. About $97 million in credit has been extended. So we expect and anticipate to continue to use that program to see expansion. We're also going to continue to do as we've done in the past, the funding of conservation practices, including the hoop houses, which help to extend the growing season for specialty crop producers, small and mid-sized specialty crop producers. We've financed over 13,000 of those hoop houses since the inception of this program in 2010. We will soon announce an expansion, an additional resource that will provide for an expansion of this effort, particularly in the 19 states that are currently under our strike force for Rural Growth and Opportunity Initiative. And finally, in the access to capital category, we are making changes today to our farm storage and facility loan program to help small and mid-sized fruit and vegetable producers provide access to cold storage and related equipment like wash and pack stations. This loan program in the past has been used for bins and barns, which it will continue to be used for, but this provides for an extended and additional use. We're also going to allow small and diversified operators a waiver from the requirement that they carry crop insurance or NAP coverage when they apply for one of these storage loans. And so we look forward to a more aggressive utilization of that tool as access to capital. Risk management is also a key. We've heard from advocacy groups concerned about mid-sized and small operators, the need for us to continue to work to improve risk management. We are going to continue to do that. We look forward to the development of a whole farm insurance policy on a pilot basis sometime in 2014. We continue to expand and focus on the price selections for organic producers, as well as the elimination of the surcharge that was announced some time ago. Once these producers are up and going and they've got credit and they've got a storage facility, they're obviously going to be concerned about where to market. And we think that there are a number of opportunities that USDA needs to expand on. First of all, we want to provide better information about where possible market opportunities are. So we're going to broaden the National Farmers Market Directory to include community-supported agricultural activities, on-farm stores, and food hubs. This will provide an opportunity for you as a producer to know precisely what opportunities exist within your region. We've had about 2 million hits annually on this part of our website. We would expect and anticipate a continued growth in that interest. We also want to improve the market news, which is the information that we provide concerning price, volume, supply, and demand of certain products. We're now collecting price data on grass-fed beef to our producers with real pricing information. Soon, we will begin collecting additional data about local food prices and volume. We think that this will be extraordinarily valuable to small and mid-sized producers. Providing real-time price, volume, and supply and demand information can only help to expand market opportunity and allow producers to more accurately and effectively price their product. And we're also going to continue to work to enlarge our farm-to-school program. We're putting 7 new farm-to-school coordinators on the ground in regional offices, and we are instructing them to build relationships with small and mid-sized producers and school districts. We know that there's a tremendous demand in schools for locally produced product, over $355 million in sales last year, in the last school year where we've had information. And we anticipate and expect that this is only going to grow based on a survey recently done that shows literally thousands of schools interested in this opportunity. Obviously, the recently passed Farm Bill provides four specific opportunities. An expansion of the Beginning Farm and Rancher Development Program with additional resources, additional support for the Value-Added Producer Grant Program, and a tripling of the amount of money for farmers markets and local food promotion, all will provide additional resources to promote market opportunities. In addition, the energy title of the Farm Bill also opens up the ability to create bioproduct processing manufacturing facilities that could potentially use crop residue and waste product from all kinds of agricultural activities. One last comment, and that is the concern that many small producers have indicated to me about being able to comply with the Food Safety Modernization Act. We're going to continue to look at ways in which we can provide training opportunities. Specifically, we've launched pilot projects in Michigan, Wisconsin, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Missouri. To provide information as to how small and mid-sized farmers can achieve good agricultural practice certification, rather than each individual farmer essentially having to buy the training. We're allowing farmers to sort of coordinate and collaborate together so they can essentially split the costs and fees associated with the certification process. And we're hopeful that this leads to a better understanding of precisely what the Food Safety Modernization Act will require, will give us valuable insight as to how to replicate this program in other states. We are also significantly expanding our research efforts in this area as well. So this is an expansive and comprehensive effort to provide opportunities for all-sized agricultural activities. The bottom line is agriculture needs to and requires diversity of size and type of operation, and we are hopeful that this USDA, with the tools provided in the Farm Bill and the budget, will allow us to continue to expand opportunity in that regard. I'm going to turn it over to Roger for a comment, and then Ferd can wrap up. Roger.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I can report to you that the Secretary's speech was very, very well received at our convention here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I can, and the reason I think that it was is because he's this focus on small and mid-sized farmers is in many ways a focus on our members. Our members historically have largely been from this segment of the farming and ranching population. We're an organization that's 112 years old, and we were organized initially because of the lack of competitive markets, and have always been focused on making sure that there are fair competitive markets, and that if there are not, then there has to be some sort of attention paid to bring competition into that marketplace. Otherwise, you end up with folks, particularly smaller, mid-sized operators, that end up on the short end of the stick. So all these initiatives, I think, are very, very appropriate. I would also point out that the fastest growing segment of the National Farmers Union membership today is precisely this segment. These direct marketers, these CSAs, these organic farmers, these folks, many of whom are close to larger urban areas and have access to a population that more and more wants to know where their food was produced, how it was produced, who produced it. They want to meet them, and they want to know them, and they care about that. The last thing I would say is that I think it's really appropriate, the remarks that the Secretary made as well about the energy title. This is really a big deal. I mean, much of the rural economic development that's happened in this in the rural parts of this country over the last couple of decades have been a direct result of initiatives that have been in this area. And so we're very pleased with what is being announced today, and we're pleased with a number of the provisions that came out of the Farm Bill that allow some of these things to occur as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Roger. Ferd?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Secretary, and hi to Roger. It's great to be with you today. Like Farmers Union, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, farmer members are primarily in that small and a particularly mid-scale category, and so this is all stuff near and dear to our hearts. I really think that the emerging regional food system is very much key to the survival of mid-scale agriculture, and so today's announcements are very quite welcome. I want to just talk about two of them in particular, if I might just take a minute. One is the changes announced today on the farm storage facility loans. For fruit and vegetable growers in particular, and particularly mid-scale farmers, packing and storage sheds are a critical part of the overall operation. This is where the produce is washed and sorted and graded and labeled and boxed up and stored before it heads to market. And so we really applaud the Secretary and the Farm Service Agency for moving ahead with changes to the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program that will greatly improve the program's ability to help diversified producers sell their produce through local and regional marketing channels. This is really quite an excellent advance, and to have it come out right now is particularly well timed. The other one that we're particularly excited about is the whole farm revenue insurance. To the Secretary and Risk Management Agency's credit, they did not wait for the Farm Bill to be finalized, and the new Farm Bill calls for this type of product to be developed. They were proactive and started working on it ahead of time, and we have put together a team of farmers and advocates that have met repeatedly with RMA about it, and we're really quite excited about the potential of this new product that will be hopefully piloted for the 2015 crop insurance year. We've long championed the need for risk management products that are appropriate to highly diversified farms. There are clearly really good crop and revenue insurance policies for crop-by-crop-by-crop type agriculture, but for diversified operations, there really hasn't been a great product yet, and that keeps diversified growers at a competitive disadvantage. So our hope is that the emerging new product will help close that gap and also put some recognition into the fact that there is great risk management benefits to using crop and enterprise diversification on your farm. So, again, our hats off to both Farm Service Agency and to Risk Management Agency and obviously the Secretary for moving full steam ahead on both of these important efforts that are, you know, somewhat in the weeds in terms of policy, but so critical to giving the resources and the tools to farmers to be able to meet this burgeoning consumer demand for local and regional agriculture. So we're really pleased with the entirety of the announcement, and I just really wanted to call special attention to those two aspects of it and turn it back to you.
Thanks very much.